Sociable.
This is what's hot on social media.
Well, Post Malone has gone viral for his cover of the Garth Brooks classic, Friends in Low Places.
Because I got friends in low places.
Sounds like they're just kind of jamming a little bit. Like, not like on a stage.
No, it sounds like Saturday night in someone's basement.
Yeah.
And I'm cool with that.
Picking it up here.
Yeah, I'm not big on some grace. Think I slip on down to the OS. So I've got
You know what? And Post has been dropping hints that he has a country project in the works. He previously teased a collab with Morgan Wallen. I like at the end.
I have heard him do some country songs in the past as well.
Yeah.
And I thought he was, at the time, very, very good. So.
And you know what? So what does Garth think of it? Garth thinks that it's awesome.
Yeah, of course. Garth is like Dolly. Not a bad word to say about anybody.
No, but totally could have done it like Reba, just to kind of sidetrack just briefly. Reba was asked if she preferred Beyonce's or Dolly's Jolene, and she had a very diplomatic answer. I was thinking, hey, Reba looking at politics down the road or something?
Maybe.
So.
Yeah.
Now, the LA Times has gone viral for a really big oops. The paper mistakenly used Donald Trump's name in OJ's obituary.
Ooh.
Yeah, the obit read, long before the city woke up on a fall morning in 2017, Trump walked out of Lovelock Correctional Center outside Reno, a free man for the first time in 9 years. Of course, the LA Times later corrected the error, replacing Trump with Simpson, but of course has been widely mocked online.
Mm. A viral TikTok video shows a Dallas man driving to Dairy Queen with his own bananas for a banana split.
Yeah, see, what had happened is DQ had run out of bananas before when he went to go get his banana split, and he wasn't taking any chances this time.
Yeah, he asked them to use his bananas for his order. Yep.
Well, I can't judge him, because if I go to 902 Pratt, I'm like, can I please, and after I get a banana split, I'm like, can I have the banana on the side, please? And it's because they close before my kid's bedtime, and I want to eat my banana split in peace by myself.
Yeah, okay.
And I don't like frozen banana. I get his weirdness.
That is Sociables on Pure Country.
Do you love Pure Country mornings?
For more on-demand content, click audio at purecountry995.ca.